Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, to a certain degree, begins with the Yod Hei and not with, the Or Hashanah, because like everything requires Hachana. And so Rosh Hashanah, we have Elul, and we have Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, and we have Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah, we have unique Slichos, Zakor Bris, and longer Slichos, give us in the deeper mood of Yom Hadin. And so in the context of learning Halacha, one should never forget the core of Rosh Hashanah. Are not necessarily all the details we're going to talk about, the Malchus, the Sabronis, and Shofros that we're supposed to simultaneously maintain our entire being on three planes: on a plane of greeting the King, and a plane of realizing that we're entering into a Yom Hadin, and on the plane of Shofar that has so many connotations, both in terms of the coronation and in terms of the Yom Hadin and in terms of Gilui Shlina and in terms of past, present, and future, like Hazinu. It's Hafofa, Hafofa, the Kulaba, certainly in terms of bringing Shofar Rosh HaMashiach. So that's the Iker Rosh Hashanah. But within Erev Rosh Hashanah, after the Slichos of Zohar Bris, there's a Minag of Ataras Nedarim, to try as much as possible to enter into Rosh Hashanah like a Tinok Shinola Dami, to try and shed of all of our unnecessary burdens and anything that could pass a shalom cause machitzos between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And over here, there's a halacha that the Hatar Sedarim has to be every man for himself. There's no such thing as a shliach for Hataras Nedarim. With one exception, and as we know, there's no shliach because that was the whole issue with Yiftach and Pinchas, that Bas Yiftach was lost because they would, it was an issue of kavod over here, and had there been a cast of shliach, would have been easier just to send a shliach. So kinder, there's no din of shlichus by Hataras Nedarim. It's one of those things that has to be done on one's own, but we don't want your wives to have to go in front of a beis din, and so there's unique halacha. Of Ishto Kegufa that is not that goes beyond shlichus, and you can ask Qatar that your wife should ask should appoint you to be Ishto Kegufa to be matir her nedarim. And when you're matir your nedarim, you can simply say everything that I've just said now. I want to apply to my wife as well, and then the vessel will simply say mutarla mutarla mutarla. You go home and you say, you took care of her obligations. Just one second, let me just finish the concept, then I'll be answered. Now, what does it mean? Why shouldn't you have to read the entire section? What is this? Everything's written here. So that's a din in Hilchos Eidus. Move from Yoredeya, Siman Resh Kafches, Resh Lamedalet. Resh Kafches says that there's no such thing as a shliach. Resh Lamedalet says, however, Ishto Ke Gufo, in a situation where the Beis Din has already convened, since the Beis Din already convened for you, So then you can continue the Hataras Nedarim for her, and you can make a shortened version simply by saying everything that I said applies to her. That's a din in Choshe Mishpat in Hilchos Eidus, that one aid can give testimony, and if the other aid listens and says Afani Kamohu Mita Oraisa, that works. Midi Rabbanan, we insist that the second aid undergo, say his eidus and undergo yishuv lechakira. But let's say there is a plane, he's waiting at the airport to take him to Eretz Yisrael. So and he's looking at his watch, he can simply say afani kamohu and then go running to his plane, and that's considered to be eidus d'oreg. So the Chazon Ish mentions this in terms of hafarashas trumos u'maisros. Not everyone, particularly when they get off the boat, knows by heart the nusach of being mafresh trumos u'maisros. So he could simply cut off a little more than 1/100th and say everything should go according to what's in the back of the siddur, and that's considered as though he said the entire nusach. And then, once he takes care of, assuming there's no inyan of pidyon ma'aser sheni, then everything is fine. I'm sorry, you wanted to ask?
Sometimes if I have a wife, that's only okay for things that are being ishlish, though.
That's in terms of hafara. In other words, that the husband could only be mefer the wife, but here we're not dealing with the husband, here we're dealing with bezdin. Bezdin can be matir olandar, just like the matir olandar of a man, the matir olandar of a woman. A woman took upon herself that she's going to daven shacharis every morning, and then she becomes pregnant and gives birth, and it's just, so that we can be, so that's not, you can't be mefer such a neder, but that's something that lends itself to hatara. The Ishto Kegufo, however, has, like everything in the world, has two sides. Namely, on one hand, you can be your wife's key more than a shliach. But on the other hand, even though classically and halachically, krovim can be on a bez, then I can be on a bez to be mater neder for my sons, but I can't be on a bez to be mater neder for my wife, because Ishto Kegufo, namely, that's more than krovim. So Ishto Kegufo means that if my wife wants to be mater neder in front of three people, it's not two and me, it's three strangers. But on the other hand, she can get out of it simply by making me a shliach, and it's not a tircha for the other, for the bezin, because all they have to do is simply listen to one more sentence and say two words three times, mutala, 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 and everything is fine. Okay, yes? Yeah, but it's best, she knows, she should know, that really this is, had she not been married, right, in other words, when she was still just the daughter of someone or a sister, then she would have to do her own hatar sandar, in other words, all my granddaughters, so we sit down, three, a grandfather and a father and a brother, and matin adorim for the unmarried, yes?
It's necessary.
So again, in other words, the best thing is, since the Hatar Sadarim really, really should be a one, it should not be something which is done wholesale. It should be something which is done retail. I'm aware that in some places you'll have three people standing in front of three people, and these three, in other words, trey kolei lo mishtame, and it's not, it's not the right way it should be done. It should be done one, take four people and make, each of them should say it separately. And that every person should have his own hatara. I'm aware that there is such a nohag, but I don't think it's proper. It's not, it's okay. It's certainly not you're turning hatara sadarim into kol nidre. The whole purpose of hatara sadarim is it's not kol nidre. It goes beyond kol nidre. It's real. So I don't know whether you should play games with it. Okay. There's also a minhag on the first day of moving over to Siman Taf Kuf Pei Aleph. There's a minhag on the first day of, on Erev Rosh Hashanah to fast, Sif Beis, Noagan Lis'anos, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Again, it's the day before Yom HaDin. However, most people, the minhag is generally, if those who fast, should fast only until Mincha Gedola, and then break their fast. Mincha Gedola is now about 1:10, and then break one's fast. There's also a minhag mentioned by the Ramah, at the end of Sif Dalet, Siman Taf Kuf Pei Aleph, that there is a minhag yesh makom shenoag in leilech al hakvaros. There's a minhag to go to a base olam, both to feel the sense of chayim v'mavis. There's nothing like a funeral to feel chayim v'mavis, to feel the reality of Yom Hadin, and being in a base olam, one can feel that reality, and also every base olam has tremendous tzaddikim who are buried there. One can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't ask the tzaddikim, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring us a din tov, to bring us mechila, b'skut ha-tzaddikim, ha-nikbarim kan. So for you, for those of you who are here, you can just walk to HaHerzl. If you want to take a bus, you can take a bus to Har Menuchot, Har HaZitim. We're not there, we're surrounded by potential tfiyas ha-mesim in the Yirtzeh Hashem in the very near future. The Mechaber points out in Sif Dalet, Mechabsim u'mistaprim the Erev Rosh Hashanah, that even though it's a Yom Hadin, but as the Mishnah Berurah points out, L'harot shanu betuchim b'chasdo yitbarach, l'hagid b'boker chasdecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we fervently believe with all our hearts, can give us a din chesed, a move from kisei din to kisei harachamim, And so as such, we enter into Rosh Hashanah, as we enter into Yom Tov with a haircut, with after taking a shower. The Mikramo says, Noagim Litbol the Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's about to do it Erev Rosh Hashanah. So one of the things that we learn from Rosh Hashanah is go to the mikvah. The Mishnah Brura says, it's not like going to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur, which is a form of tahara. Here, it's, in other words, had there been any avera of keri during the course of the year, so this is the tefillah mitzad keri. So it's a one time dump. You don't have to do it three times, like we do erev Yom Kippur. The only tonight is, says the Mishnah Berura, lo yakdim litbo ad shoa kodem chatzos hayom, to show that this is connected to Rosh Hashanah. We do it a bit later rather than earlier. Chatzos hayom is about 12:40, so Shoa Kodem Chatzos Hayom would be from 11:40. So not to go to the mikveh immediately after Shacharis, but after 11:40, if possible. Okay, what else is there of Yom Kippur? Erev Rosh Hashanah. So we daven mincha. That's an important mincha. We usually daven when we're ready in shul on Rosh Hashanah. We daven with mincha from a machzor. But that's good. We daven mincha from a machzor. Yeah, this is our last davening of the year, and everything can be changed retroactively, just like the last Shabbos of the year can make up for all the Shabbatot. The last mincha of the year can make up for all the tefillos of the year that we may not have had the ideal kavana. So, you know, it's take advantage of, you don't have to wait until then. You could decide today's mincha. We'll work on the year, and then we'll have, you know, where it's a little breathing space. But the last mincha is something very special. The minhag in Eretz Yisrael is to say a piyut called Achot Ketana before Shkia. We say it if you're in the yeshiva, so we'll say it together at the after mincha. We'll say the piyut Achot Ketana. It has the famous verse that Tichla Shana Bekila Loteha. In other words, to put us into the proper mode, moving into Rosh Hashanah. In terms of when we move into Rosh Hashanah, the Chida points out that the mood of Tefillah should be Doeg Uboteach. Again, because we have Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, so on the level of Zichronos, there is the Aga, but on the level of Malchios, the Shofros, there is a bitachon, and so how can a Jew be simultaneously doing ugoteach? The answer is he's a Jew. That we Kadosh Baruch Hu enables us. This is an area we should multitask. That we should be able not to move from one to the other, but to try and feel them simultaneously, because that's, you know, it's a complex world, and that simultaneity is very, very meaningful. In terms of wearing a kittel, the Shulchan Aruch speaks about the Gadim Levanim, right? In other words, in the Mishnah Berurah, Zivkatan Kafei, points out that even though we're Boteach Bechasto, Lo Yilvash Rosh Hashanah, Big Day Rikma Vemeshi, Kishar Yantov, you shouldn't wear fancy clothing. How does this impact on the kittel? So it's really, the Nati Ephraim says, it's totally in minhag. There are those kehilos that every married individual wears the kittel. In Eretz Yisrael, there are many places where only the Bali Tfila and the Bali Tokea wears the kittel. Here, David Kamara Abid. I came to Eretz Yisrael as a bachur, and I went through my first Rosh Hashanah as a bachur without a kittel, and I saw that no one in shul was wearing a kittel. It happened at the time in Hebron, and so I said, okay, so I won't wear a kittel in Eretz Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur is different, but a lot of fellows who have come who have been wearing kittels for many, many years, including Slarets, it's not a problem. In other words, what you should do whatever your minhag is. In terms of Kaddish, the phrase of the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Beis is Kofelim Le'Elo B'Kol Aser Simei Tshuva. And so the minhag in the yeshiva is to say la'eila la'eila, not la'eila u la'eila kofen la'eila, simply to double the la'eila. In terms of the position of davening, so in Siman Tavkuf Beis, it says yesh nogin l'spalo b'Rosh Hashanah yom kippurim v'kriya, to daven bent over, and then you have to straighten up before the bracha, so that you could be korea and straighten up. What's brought in the Gra is in the Ma'aser Rav, is it's better to daven with a be'evarim zekufim. The leif kafuf, that in other words, that which is bent over should be one's heart, in order that but one's body should be straight, in order to be able to concentrate on the words and not concentrate on what's bent. In terms of crying on Rosh Hashanah, that's a machlokas between the Ari and the Gaon of Vilna. That in Siman Tavkuf Pei Dalid, in the Beer Hetev, Sivkat and Gimli says, Ha'arizal, it's written in the Magen Avraham, Ha'arizal nahag livkos b'yom kippur v'yom ha'kippurim. V'amar mi she'eno bochel v'yom emeilu enish maso tova u'shlema. That this is part of the doei gubotayach, is not to be inhibited, even in terms of tears. The Gra felt that no, in other words, Rosh Hashanah is pointed out in Sefer Nehemiah as a day of ichu mashmanim, Matanos Ishul Reyehu. It should be a yantif. One shouldn't cry. Lemaisa, in Eretz Yisrael, we're no way like the Ari. That one should not feel inhibited to cry. In Sanatokef, at some other point, he feels that he wants to cry. It should not be viewed as something which is improper. It's mentioned also in Siman Tavkuf Pei Beis that on Rosh Hashanah we daven the kol ram. Avon bishkoi mos hashanim svalim belachas roshanim yom kippurim noagim the kol ram. That's the language of the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berura limits it. That kol ram can very much impact the people around us. That we should daven a little louder than we normally say tefillas halachas. We normally, when we say tefillas halachas, are supposed to daven the kol. Our ears are supposed to hear what we're saying. But one should daven a slight bit louder. But again, that the individual should be the only one hearing himself. Just as in Eretz Yisrael, there's a minhag that we don't say the Shamru between Shomer Ma'Yisrael and Shmona Esrei. We also don't say Tiku B'Chodesh Shofar. We go right from the Birkos Kriyat Shema into Kaddish and into Shmona Esrei. In terms of all the Hosafos, Sabrina Lachayim, etc. The best thing, of course, is to daven with a machzor. Look word by word. If one forgets them, then one does repeat Shmona Esrei. If you forget Hamelach Hakadosh, say you have Tov Kedei Dibur, Kedei Sheilah Shalom L'Rav, three words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, to correct yourself. Otherwise, return to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. However, if within that period of three words you already began the next bracha, then you have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Tov Kedei Dibur only works if it's silent. Then we could view it as a henshech. But if already you began the next bracha, then that's really too late. If you're not sure if you said Hamel HaKadosh or Hel HaKadosh, so in those Shmona Esreis where there is a long Birkas Kedusha, B'chein Tepachtecha B'chulei, if you said that, probably you said Hamel HaKadosh. But otherwise, we're assuming that probably you said Hakel HaKadosh out of habit, and you should go back to the beginning. The Nusach of Tefillah in Eretz Yisrael, the last brach of Shmona Esrei, is not to change to Oseh HaShalom, but rather to maintain HaMavarech as Amo Yisrael HaShalom. That's a very, very different meaning. But the Iker is it to brach of Shalom. Don't make machlokas, then leave someone. The Shliach Sivur concludes Oseh HaShalom. Just let it go. It's okay. You know, where it's... don't go banging on tables. But for ourselves, we should know, to say in Beluach Eretz Yisrael, it's pointed out that the minhag Eretz Yisrael was not to change. Most of the minhag of Eretz Yisrael like the Gra, but in terms of crying, it's like the Ari. Okay, so if, in terms of the Seifel, we go after the Gra. In terms of our hearts, we go after the Ari. Yeah?
By the
Yes. So there is such a day that maybe, you know, at night, but we don't pass it there. We pass it go back to the people. Okay. In terms of one's home, one shouldn't forget to say Shechiyanu in Kiddush. Wives say Shechiyanu when they light candles. In terms of the simanim, those who want over here, in terms of checking the simanim for bugs, there are instructions. In Eretz Yisrael, the simanim go beyond Tapuach Bidvash. We take seriously what it speaks about in the Shulchan Aruch, about all of the simanim, the Kara and the Tamrayim, etc., with all the irasons. So you'll find everything in the Shulch, but again, you should know what issues there are in terms of bugs. It's much better in terms of simanim to say Kiddush and then to make a mozi, so be Kiddush Makam Suda, not be mafsik between Kiddush and Suda. And after you make a mozi and dip the challah into salt and or honey, both, or there's no one does neither. In other words, but some combination, no matter what you do, you're fine. You'll find someone who did that way. And after that, then to take the simanim, if you have the minim of Eretz Yisrael, if you have a tamar, if you have a date, that comes first in the pasuk. You make a birkas bori pri ha'etz, and then take a bite, and then say the iratzon. The iratzon shouldn't be between the bracha and the eating. It should either be before you make the bracha or after you eat. If one doesn't have a tamar, next in line is the rimon. One doesn't have a rimon, so that you go to the tapuach in terms of the bar bracha bori pri ha'etz. Aside from that which we do eat, there are also things that we don't eat in terms of the world of simanim. The Mishnah Berurah points out not to eat dvarim chamutzim, so you shouldn't eat, he mentioned borscht, I guess nowadays probably pickles would be the dvarim chamutzim. We don't eat grapes. That's brought in siman tafresh in the Gra. That maybe that was the pre of the Eitz Hadas, that will be Maskir, the Chet of Adam HaRishon, and Siman Tafresh. The Mishnah Brewer in Sitkot Adal, quotes B'Maiseh Rav, in the Gra, Kosef Deim Lechol Anov, in Berosh Hashanah, and the Mishnah Brewer by us, actually the Ramah by us, points out, Yesh Medaktikim, Siman Tafresh Pehimo, Shelo Lechol Egozim, not to eat nuts. She goes to gematria chait. I'm well aware that it's not exactly, but that's the minhag also, not to have to cough. But the ikar siman, I think, is that which is brought over here in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Hey, pshita sheizar ma'od shelo yichos biyamim ha'elu. That aside from the classic Easter of Kaas, it should also be a siman tov. That a person should have a year of simcha and be tough on the Kaddish Baruch. But one has to realize that kas is not just an very good animal chavero that people don't want to, you know, are afraid of you. You be matil mora on friends, but it's made out of mamakom. If you're kawes, it means that you don't have to be tough on an Hashem. That the circumstance that you're in, which is frustrating, is really what's best for you. And what you think you know better than a Kaddish Baruch was best for you. So kas is very problematic. Anyone who's been learning Sefer Haredim knows that that's repeated over. Over and over. Moving over to chakras. Chakras, yes.
Is it meaning to do the same one both nights?
Okay, we got the second night. Okay, we'll come to it. Yes.
Is there any issue of feeding your children pickles, grapes, or anything?
If your child only eats pickles, grapes, and goes in, you could feed your child. If your child is not aware that they're around, why? You know, it's a siman with cholera. If child's not at the age of chinuch, so then of course there's no problem. But it's the age of chinuch, so the chinuch should begin when child understands what's a nut and knows that that's something you don't need our Rishon.
Is it these things like in their raw, but like what you're for, but it's not something like what's in the dish?
So tell your wife in advance if possible. She shouldn't use the nuts as ingredients if possible. If it's mixed in, so mutaba mutaba. Have it in mind and have trust in that. That she's not in there on this minhag of not eating nuts. In terms of moving over to chakras, So Shacharis in the morning, so we move over into Chazaras Hashatz. We give a lot of time. We try, everything is relative to David. In other words, the Shliach Tzibur doesn't begin until either 15 minutes, 20 minutes, depending upon the tzvila. Before, you know, so you look at your watch and know there how much time you have. But if you go kilu overtime, which is no such thing as overtime in terms of David, you dive until you finish. But if your davening takes longer, so if the Shliach Tzibur gets up to Kedusha, when you are still before Hamavaratas Hamo Yisrael Bashalom, then we pass in Shomea Ka'ona in a positive manner. You should just listen and your Yotzei. Between Hamavaratas Hamo Yisrael, before you Uratzam, you only say Kadosh and Baruch. After you say the first Yularatzam, then you can also say Yimloch and Shema. And after the second Yularat, so before stepping back, you can already say all of Kedusha. Okay. One should try as much as possible. I'm well aware that in Yeshiva, there's a lot of singing. One should try and hear at least the words of, if you don't have to hear the piyutim, but the words of Chazaras Hashatz, one should try and hear. Shliach Tzibur will make an effort to rise above the kohol, or to repeat, you know, or it's not repeat, but he'll hold off saying it. Whenever he's in Karp to Zureinu, he'll just ay, and then he'll say the Karp to Zureinu. And in terms of the Hosafa Osafreinu Nichamelcha, the minhag in Yeshiva is that the Kohol does say them. You know, there are those that the Grua held that they weren't to be said by the Kohol, only by the Shliach Tzibur. Before we have the minhag in Yeshiva on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that before Kriyas HaTorah we say the Shir Shel Yom and the David Hashem Ori. And the Shir Shel Yom that we say is not the Shir of the weekday, but rather the Shir of Rosh Hashanah. The Shir of Rosh Hashanah happens to be the Shir of Yom Chamishi, Tikkun L'Chodesh Yom, because Yom Chageinu. We'll say that on both days of Rosh Hashanah, so everyone has it in his Machzor. So just check in advance where the Shir Shel Yom is. Some Machzor, most Machzor have it before Shacharis with the Shir HaYichud. We don't say Shir HaYichud as a congregation. We say Pesukim D'Zimra slowly. Shir HaYichud will say on Yom Kippur. In terms of the Mishaderach, the Gabbai doesn't say Rosh Hashanah Himi Lizok, like you say on Shabbos, Shabbos Himi Lizok, because Shabbos is a day of Zok. Rosh Hashanah is a day of Zok. That's what we're doing all the time. One simply has a Mishaderach without the Shabbosim. I'm skipping the Tkios, I'll come to it in a few minutes. In terms of Musaf, even though many Machzor printed in Chutz Laaretz leave out Shehem Mishtachavim Lehevel Harik, one should know that is the Matbeya of the Bracha, and that definitely one should say it within Chazaras Hashatz, that, you know, we do say that part of Aleinu, every one of us, that one should add in those words, Shehem Mishtachavim Lehevel Harik. It's not adding in, it's just not giving in to the censor. The minhag in the yeshiva is that everyone does Korim, simply, technically. Okay, if a person this is you, or it's when you fall on your knees, that's Korim. Umishtachavim means that then when you go, you know, when your head is still in the air and your hands are on the ground, your knees and your hands are on the ground, this is Kriya, this is Hishtachava. Modim is Modim, that's with your mouth. Anu Korim Umishtachavim Umodim, there is the phrase on Yom Kippur, Vinoflim Alpineha, that then one's forehead should touch the ground. Even though that is only in the Machzor, on Yom Kippur, but our minhag is that even during Aleinu, Nachnu Korim Umishtachavim Umodim, one also touches one's head to the ground. However, one should only do that if there is something on the ground that shouldn't be an issue of Eved Maskis. The floors in Eretz Yisrael are stone. I'm well aware that we put linoleum in the Beis Medrash, but that is our Eved Maskis, that is our stone. So when you come to Shacharis in the morning, bring with you a towel, and Many people put the towel over here under their knees so that the suit stays clean. You want to do that, you can bring two towels. That's fine, it's not a problem. But the towel is basically brought that when your head goes down, it should go on the towel or on a sheet or something, rather than go on the ground. In terms of eating on Rosh Hashanah, the Mechaber points, the Ramah points out, Ma'arichin b'piyutim b'tfilos ad chatzos. So the Mishnah Berurah says that on Shabbos. Shabbos we have an Easter of fasting beyond chatzos, but on Rosh Hashanah we can go beyond. There's no Easter of fasting on Rosh Hashanah. Again, we don't have a chiv to fast Rosh Hashanah, but there's no Easter, and therefore when davening ends, it ends. In other words, we don't make a kiddush before it's kios. We go straight, and when davening ends, it ends. Usually ends after chatzos. It's not a problem as long as it's not Shabbos. On Shabbos, we stop for a kiddush.
So if you try to drink water before davening?
You can certainly drink water before davening.
Should you try it?
No. There's not a problem. Mishnah Berurah simply says, Ad chatzos l'chol apachos. Im chol b'shabbos en l'harich yosem mechatzos. U'b'chol yachol b'harich. In other words, it's not a problem, and it's not an Easter at all. But if you want, you're welcome to. But there's no chiyuv to drink dafka before on Shabbos. That would be important. In terms of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, so we know that we have the minhag, which is mentioned, not to sleep on the day that's mentioned in the Ramah. Right, should be a siman ra. What you just realize that yoshev bata is the equivalent of shena. So if you're going to be yoshev bata, you might as well sleep. But there are all sorts of minhag of what to learn Rosh Hashanah. You could learn all of Mishnayos Rosh Hashanah. There's a lot to think about, a lot to do. We have the minhag of tashlich nahol and el hanahar. There is a botanical gardens about a 20-minute walk from here. So there's time in the afternoon to walk there. There's a pond there with fish, and it's open for the public, free on Rosh Hashanah. And one should know that one is not allowed to be meichin at all for anything having to do with the second day of Rosh Hashanah. We have a suffix, kedushah hashtei kedushas. So we don't prepare anything, even setting the table, putting chairs by the table, until tzeisa kochavim. So on the Luach Hazmanim that was posted, that was sent to you to your emails, it was put into your boxes. It mentions when Seis Yom Tov is. From that time, we will double down at Maariv later to enable people to begin to heat up the food, etc. But one shouldn't do anything, any preparation in terms of heating, setting up, etc., until Seis Kochavim. Moving to the second night, we'll get to your question. In Kiddush, there is a minhag. It's brought down in Siman Tafresh because of the suffix of Kedushachas or Shtei Kedushas, to have something of a Shechiyanu by you, Beged Chadash, Pri Chadash. They're already Clementino, Dark Tangerines. Those are all new. In other words, we haven't seen the citrus fruit, aside from lemons, in Israel since Pesach. And so all if there are oranges or tangerines, those are certainly new fruits. Those of you who haven't eaten a pomegranate, that's fresh as well. One can make, so one should have something for a shechiyanu. That if you have a fruit, so then after a kiddush, you should eat the fruit immediately before the soup that you made a shechiyanu. So make a bori priya eitz and eat the fruit. Meikir hadin, we paskin that there's no need, even though we paskin that Rosh Hashanah is really kedusha achas, but since it's 2 days, so we make one can make a shechiyanu both days, even without the fruit. So but if one can't find the fruit or a new tie or something, a new beged, that would be best. And again, when we moonlight like candles, if they want to make a shechiyanu, also they should have the fruit there or the new beged. Yes.
Two questions. Does it go by the makom that you're in? Like, a lot of us came from America. We probably have had clementines and oranges fairly recently.
Yeah, I think it goes by the makom that you're in. In words, in Eretz Yisrael, this is a new crop. In other words, this is a new fruit. It hasn't been on the trees, and so there's room to make a shekhinah.
Now, the second question is, so if you have a new fruit there, so you would say shekhinah in Kiddush and then eat the fruit? You wouldn't say shekhinah on the fruit?
Correct. In other words, that's the whole issue is we make shekhinah in Kiddush.
Right.
But why? But it's not clear we should make shekhinah because maybe it's shachas. So therefore, we have a fruit there that we'll have in mind that if there's no need for the shekhinah with the Kiddush, it applies to the fruit. So one drinks the wine of the Kiddush, after drinking the wine of the Kiddush, then one makes a prayer for eats and takes a bite of the fruit, and that way one covers all of one's all of the sides of the suffering.
There's no Indian on the first night to have a new fruit?
No. There's no Indian having the shekhinah on the first night. The first night the shekhinah was on the siman.
Right.
That's not a problem. In terms of the simanim,
yesh v'yesh.
There are those who know it that eat the simanim the second night. There are those that don't eat the second night. Whatever your family custom is, what's my family custom?
So
the
all the fruits.
What?
You have to mind all the fruits.
If you're making a bar kriya eitz, you should have in mind all the fruits, right? The first time you make a bar kriya eitz, you should have in mind all of the fruits. But again, the simanim are eaten after the motzi. The shekhinah would be eaten before the motzi. Okay, in terms of tkiya shofar, briefly, although you should know that clearly our minhag is not to say yula ratzon between the various sedarim of the tkiyos, between tashrat, tarat, etc., but you should know it's not so pashut, and that Rabbi Yaakov Emden did and said that so if we know that one tzarat to be mafsik for tkiyos. In other words, that you can tell something to the Baal Tokeya, correct them, etc. So you can also be mafsik in terms of tefilos. But our minhag is that from the time that the Baal Tokeya makes the bracha until after the tkiyos, not only the mehuma, but after the 40 tkiyos that we blow at the end of davening to have the minhag of meyakolos, we try not to be mafsik at all, unless, in other words, b'inyanei tefila. To ask a question, or binyanei tkiyos, but not within the siddurim themselves. And therefore, one should not be mafsik, let's say, to learn b'kol. One should not be mafsik to learn to say tehillim b'kol. You know, it's the seder hatfila is not considered to be a hefsek. Any questions you have about the seder hatfila or about the tkiyos are not a hefsek. One's allowed to make a bracha Asher Yatzar, but that's about it. Other than that, one should have in mind that the bracha should be on all of the tkiyos. In terms of the tkiyos themselves, so the even though the Ramban says that the tkiya has to be an even voice, an even sound, and if it goes up or down, then one should start over again, and that's the way the briskers do it. But the minhag ha'olam is that as long as there is no break in the tkiya, even if it warbles up and down, as long as there's no break, it's considered to be kosher. We know that the tkiya is as long as the shvarim or the shvarim trua that either precedes or succeeds it. I try to be mishayer about 4 seconds. About 20 kochot, 20 minimal sound units. The shvarim should be shorter than the shortest of the tkiyos and longer than the truos, so between 3 and 6 kolos. What Rabbi Yudin does with Lo Shofar is that for the first 60 sounds, he does it. He does the trua as tuutu, tuutu, tuutu. So you have tuutu. In other words, you have 3 sound units. So clearly, the shvarim is considered to be the shvarim. We only do the flat shvarim. He does more as a side tuutu, tuutu. In the last 40, and since we do it differently, so that's why also one shouldn't have a hefsek. In Eretz Yisrael, we paskin like the Ari. Like the Mechaber, that in the first set of tkiyos, the meyushav, between the shvarim and the trua, it's neshima. It's all done as neshima achas. for the tkios de ma'umad and the later tkios at the end, it's shtei neshimos. The Baal Tzokeya takes a breath between the shvarim and the trua. There's never a need to be choser on the entire seder. If it's going to be choser, it's only going to be within the shura, within the tkiya shvarim trua, and it's only going to be if the tkiya shalof toch pelasata. If the Baal Tzokeya has a problem in terms of getting the tkiya out, either the first tkiya or the last tkiya, it's not a problem at all. The only issue is in the shvarim trua, if it's a kol which is considered to be a kol shofar according to any daya, then you start again tkiya shvarim tkiya. But it's not that common that we have to bang and go back to the beginning of the shura. Our regal achas zehu, but Rabbi Bednarsh is giving his 5-minute parsha. Now we shall have a ksiva of Sima Tova. Anyone who wants to check this, we'll have to check this.
Thank you very much.